We're back with Tisha Black from Black and Labello. Tisha, what's going on with all the banks stopping foreclosures?
The analogy is this. If I lend you money, I have to have all the proper paperwork when I show up into court to get the money back. In judicial foreclosure states, you have to actually come into court and have the right paperwork, and it needs to be authenticated as being in support of the note and the deed of trust. Any statement made outside of court, if you don't have a person in court testifying to their particular knowledge surrounding those documents, it's hearsay. The way to get around the hearsay statement is to be able to authenticate those documents by a notary or an affidavit. Generally, the courts will then accept those documents and you can proceed with your case. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, a myriad of affidavits that were certifying that the documents had been seen and were correct and were held by the person in court, and they weren't. So there was actually some court cases filed by district attorneys alleging fraud. For a non-judicial foreclosure states like we have, we kind of assume that, you know, the banks are smart people, that all the documents are together, that everything is good to go. Well, since we're finding such widespread problems with judicial foreclosure states, other attorney generals who are a non-judicial foreclosure state are starting to become somewhat suspect in looking into the documents themselves. So what B of A, GMAC, Chase, and the rest of the banks are doing is really trying to get their document trail straightened away. I just don't think the banks kept up with the documents. And now when they're trying to foreclose, if they can do it at all, getting caught for it.
Thanks so much. Any more questions for Tisha Black of Black and Labello, just get onto our website, 96.3kklz.com.